We are up to the Kuvam at Aleph. We got to go through quickly. It's a little bit late. Okay, we're up to the Gemara here. A little bit late is another statement. The Gemara says, we're about 10 lines from the top. B'shnei de Rabbi Yosef. In Rabbi Yosef's time, Havarizcha, they were very angry with the people, and they were in Tzoros. Amalei Rabban, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Yilach, Marcha, Dabban, on behalf. Amalei Hashta. What's the point? Ma Elisha, the Chavir Rabban, maybe Rabban used to leave him. Havi Faisha, today, Alvin Musa, Rabban, and he still had 2,200 students left behind. That's how popular he was. Yet, beating it is Chalabar Rachman, when things were, there was a hunger and famine, he didn't ask any Rachman. We had before the hunger, they brought the 21 piece of bread. I know he brought Rachman, you want me to ask Rachman? Very hard to understand why he didn't want that. How do we know that he had 21,000, 2,100 people left? Chassidus says, "Vayyemim Mishar." So his servant said, "Ma etenzel lifnei meya ish? Can I give these bread in front of 100 people? Is this enough for 100 people? What do you mean, 21 loaves of bread? My lifnei meya ish, ilim kul lifnei meya ish, all 21 loaves for 100 people? His name betrayes tuba for his time of famine. It's a lot of food. What are you complaining about? Each loaf of bread is for 100 people. So multiply 21 because there's 20 plus. It says bekuri lech is 21." Is therefore you have 2,200 people, because also says in Carmel Bitsikloigoy, it's 2,200 people. Kevin Mifter Bonabay Rab, when Rabban used to leave Rab, when they went on vacation from Rab's house, Havi Fayish Alpha Mosav, when he had 1,200 students left during vacation, they didn't go home. Maybe Rabhuna with the next generation, Havi Paisha Taman Meirban, you got less and less every time. 800 left home during vacation. Rabhuna Havi Dodish Betlay Samurai, Rabhuna his yeshiva had 13 different interpreters in Darshan. Kevin Kaim Rabbanim Masifta Rabhuna, when the Rabbanim would stand up from finishing the school year, the Nafsik Lamai, to shake out their clothing, Havi Solik Avoko, the dust used to fly around, the Chosil Eli Yemen used to obscure the sun. The Amri Marov, and it's all they would see, the sun has been hidden. Kamulim Masifta Rabhuna Bavlo, they just stood up for Rabhuna Bavlo. Give it to Rabban Rabban, he used to stand up at Rabban Rabbeis. The next generation of Rabban Rabbeis, when they went to summer break, Havi Faisha Abme Rabban, they used to have 400 students who stayed behind in the summer. Karnav Shayu Yasmi. So they said, we're like orphans. Elisha had 2,200, this guy had 1,200, 800, we're down to 400. The next generation, you see how every generation dwindles, comes summer, everybody runs away from yeshiva. The next generation, Abaya's time, the next generation after that, Papa's time, two generations later, Abashi's time, Havi Faish and Masr, about 200 left. We're orphans amongst orphans. Nobody wants to stay in during summer of yeshiva and stay in yeshiva. And what do we have left today? I'm sure the guys are behind, still sitting learning. It never closes. They just move to the mountains.
Learning never ends.
Those people who used to work for the base of Mekdash and used to check out all the animals and say the mumin, and they just take the money from the Rishkok, we said the times before, because it's a tzibur, you're allowed to do it from a tzibur. Well, that was their living, you're allowed to do it. I got paid from the wages from the base of Mekdash. Those who taught, anyone who did a service of the base of Mekdash got their wages from the terms of Lishcha. That's the money was set aside for kabbonis, and there's also excess money they use that for wages. And you're not allowed to leave anything behind, but unedited. Those women who used to weave the curtains, nightless, they also got paid in terms of Lishcha. We didn't treat it like part of the edifice, better kabbai, is part of the maintenance of the base of Mekdash. Curtains was part of the service. But I hold that the curtains were actually part of maintenance of the base of Midrash. They came from a different fund called the Bedek Abayis. The curtains were in place of doors, and the second base of Midrash, the doorways are so wide they couldn't build doors so high. Well, having the beginning of Babasa, the structures, how they can work, and therefore they had these curtains. Curtains served as doors, the amatrax, instead of having a door there. Noshim ha'argi pareiches. Yeah. Makes us a question of the Brice and Noshim or argument. Those women used to weave the Perechas at Beis Gurma, their family, because we had in Yuma, with their family who knew how to do Maisa Lechem Aponim. They knew how to do the Maisa Lechem Aponim. Well, basically, after the other family, Amasek Taylor, it's cool, and they just call me the money from the Lishcha. So the Fader said, what? That Perechas, Noshim or argument, Perechas took the money from the Lishcha, not from the Bedek Abayis. He answered Hassan with the Vavi. The two kinds of curtains were curtains that were part of the structure. Those curtains took from the Bedek Abayis. Then there were curtains that were there for Tznia, so people shouldn't see what the Kohanim were doing, and the Kohanim shouldn't be distracted to see what's outdoor. Tznia, that's to help the Beis HaMikdash. That got from the Lishcha. For Karbonis mainly, and then to pay all these wages. Anybody who served to help the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll soon see another. And might be the vessels. But 30 could have made me the Shane, same base of me, the Shiva, can I get Shiva Shadim, 7 for the 7 gates.
Echel the pishchay one for the entrance of the hechel v'echel pishchay one for the entrance for the vestibule beit bedvir two inside the beit bedvir itself between the kodesh and kodesh kodashim and beit hineli and then two exit entrances up to the upstairs opposite as well there were two there. So these were all took over the structures of the Beis HaMikdash. So they got paid for the Vedic Habayis. I'm talking about Kritzel with their Futsnias. Tell about me learn. Also another one who got the income from the Beis HaMikdash. Noshim HaMegadus B'nei L'Potah. We had them set the sukkah that the women, because the Rabbanu were very makel by Potah Adumah to say that a Tvul Yom is allowed to bring Potah Adumah to negate the opinion of Zukim and said you can't. So they said, Matam the Koyin and you go to Mikvah and then not wait for sunset and use him. On the other hand, so they went all the way out to the extreme to be Machmed. One of the chumras they did was they had a rock in Yerushalayim over a cavity. And therefore there was more than a space of a tefach there so that no tumor would come, there'd be no tumor from the underground that going upwards. And they had these women who were pregnant who would give birth on this rock and they raised the children until a certain age. They never left it, they ate it, they learned it and everything else. And they were always tired. And they're the ones that they brought a cow and they had a big door that was very, very wide so that they even when they rode into the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't be metamei at all because there was no tumor. Because even though there was plenty of space between the door and the ground, the tumor would be contained. As long as they have more than a tefach space. And for the animal as well. So these women, they had to live. I don't agree. Noshim Yekodesh Yerushalayim, the rich, wealthy women, Yerushalayim, my zonas, eyes, and the fire, they used to take care of them and give them food and everything else. What about klishot? Is the vessels used in the Beis HaMikdash, in the service of Beis HaMikdash, where did they get the funds from? Do we say Shiyasu Mikotche Berakabayis? Those that were, that do we say sins that they were made? Do we make them from the kutch? Do we take the money from the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash for these vessels? What's the shaila? Do we say Tzedek Mizbeach, you know, that if to serve the Mizbeach, Umekutche Bedek Abayish, the Mizbeach is a structure, the outside Mizbeach is made out of stone. The inner Mizbeach was a vessel, was portable. The Mizbeach Hazal can be moved around. That's also Kleshadis. But the outer Mizbeach was permanent, made out of stone. That's called Bedek Abayish. Anything that is used to serve the Mizbeach, the shovels, everything else, they're all part of Bedek Abayish, maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. What do we do on the Mizbeach? We broke Kabbana, so the vessels there were serving the Beis HaMikdash, and you got the money from the funds of the Beis HaMikdash. Made it from the Tumas Lishcha. Which one is it? So he said that no, they made it from the Tumas Lishcha. Rav said they made it from the Beis HaMikdash itself, from the Lishcha. Says the Gemara, ask a question. Eitzel has a question. It says in Pasuk, Ugechalois, and when they finished, completed building, when they finished building the Beis HaMikdash, times of Yoya, Shehaviu, Lefnei Melech, brought from Melech, Yodah, Kohen, Shara Kesef, that leftover money, Shara Kesef, what did they do with that leftover money? V'yaseh, Kehen Beit Hashem, they made vessels, Klisharis. It says, Feshe Pasuk, where did they make the Klisharis from? From the leftover money of the Beit HaKabayis, maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Not like you, Rav, who says it came from the Lishcha. Whoever taught you psukim, I was never taught you Tanakh, because you know what you're talking about. There's a pasuk in the Torah that it says clearly. There's another pasuk in the Tanakh where it says, the one who taught you ksuvim did not teach you neviim. You know your ksuvim, but you don't know your neviim. Tanakh, which is malachim. There it says, Achlo Yaseh Beis Hashem, you should not make the house of Hashem sipes, not turn the money of the Bedek Abayis into vessels. Do not use the Bedek Abayis money for vessels. That comes from Lushcha. Kilo Oiseh HaMalacha Yitnu, you give it to those who work. Yehochi Kashi Rada Dodi, so what do you mean by that? Possible, the Chayas Tiv Tupsukim, does it come from the Beis HaMikdash from Bedek Abayis? Like Kashi. Kan Shigavu Voisir, in the main, is the Beis HaMikdash will take care of it, leftover money, you're allowed to use it for vessels. Kan Shigavu Voisir, there's no leftover money, you're not allowed to use it for vessels. You use the vessels from the Lushcha. If they collected money for the major leftover money, who gave them the right to use for vessels? If the vessels money was meant to be used, the money for the vessels was meant to come from the Lishcha, who gave you the right to use the leftover money of main Mishamigdash for vessels? And for the Amar Avu, we have the famous klal, Lev Bezen Masna Lame, where people give money to Dukkah to the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if they gave money to the Bezen, you guys do whatever you want with it. And they say, if we need the money for maintenance, fine. If not, we'll use it for vessels. Clay Sharis, he said, you know where clay Sharis comes from? Boyin Mitrumas Alishcha came from the Lishcha, exactly like Rav said, it came from the Beis HaMikdash itself, not from the Bedek HaBayis. Remember, it says, Esha'or HaKesef, it says the leftover money was used to make Kalim. What's leftover money? We're not talking about maintenance money. Ezu Kesher, which money always had leftovers? They collected a whole bunch of shkolim and then they used some for the kabbanas. They always had leftovers, and you had to, and before Nissan, after Nissan, you couldn't use the money anymore for kabbanas. So that leftover money had to be used for something else. Could it be used for its original purpose?
purpose. The only structure he had that was with the lushcha. Shirayim, the two of the lushcha. So the shirayim that shara kesef is referring to the lushcha, and that's where the money for the kli charge came. If so, who told you use the money for the lushcha? Who said you can use this year's money? Maybe you can only use last year's money. Maybe taki can only use a shaar hakesef. It has to literally be shaar. Who said it's money that has a shaar? Maybe it has to be the shaar of the lishcha. And the Gemara Kedama Rav Grava says, it's in the pasuk ha'oila by saying it extra. Hey, ha'oila, we know oila the shayna. Thomas Hashachah is the very first carbon. Hachinami, because it says in the pasuk shaar ha'kesef, the money ha'kesef edisha, and the very first money was given. Basically, that's a question. It says in another brayse, haktoides, the ktoides, b'chol kabana tibur, all the kabana tibur, boyin, where does the money come from? Trumas halishcha, from that chamber, from the kemach shekel they brought. Of a mizbeach hazav, which is a klisharis, is portable. Ulavoyna, and the incense from the lechem aponim, the klisharis, and these vessels, klisharis, boyin, where do they come from? Not from the trumas halishcha, memoisin nesachim. What do you mean leftover nesachim? So they used to give flour, and then they had this keli, and they used to level it off. For all the flour they used to spill over, they put in a big barrel, and they would sell it from time to time. That money is called excess money of nesachim. Or somebody gave, they had fixed money to use for nesachim that year, but the price went up or down. Mizbeach always won, and therefore they would have some of that leftover money because the price went down, and you still have to give them the same amount of money. So now they had excess money because they didn't need that much money to buy the flour this year. That leftover money, that's what they used for mizbeach and klisharis. From Meisen Nesachim, not from Lishcha, and not from Bedek Abayis from Nesachim. But Be'ach Oile, but out of Be'ach, Halishcha is in those rooms were Zoras. And the courtyards, Boyin, they come from Kutcha Bedek Abayis. The Be'ach itself, they all come maintenance based on Medish. Chutz L'chaim is Azor, what about outside of the wall of the Azor, the courtyard, the Harabayis, Boyin, where do they come from? Mishidi Halishcha is from the leftover of those rooms. Zui Shinin, we learned, Chaim Mesi'im, it's like, Kozor Eir, Boyin Mishir Lishcha. They come from the leftover of the lishcha. So what we see from the two opinions, whether the klesharis comes from the leftover of the lishcha, or it comes from the meisah nesachim. It comes from meisah nesachim. And, sorry? Sorry? Everything is less. As the further you go out, the chaim is azora, the chayil is less and less. It's only the rabbanon. Because this is the chatzchila, you still need it. So this is, what are you here to serve? I guess the chaim is azora is here to serve everything that's taking place. You want to segregate it from the rest of the place. I guess they look at each thing. Like I covered, what's its purpose? Not in Kedusha, as the Mishnah we learn midrash later on. The further you go from Kedusha, the less Kedusha it is. So that in the Ezra's Noshim, for example, Tommy Mace is allowed to walk in the Ezra's Noshim, in Matayda and so on. There's no chorus there. But the, and the walls even less. It's only Rabban, yeah. The wall there is to serve the wall there is to serve whatever serves you really based on English. Anyhow, we see from the what that it comes from the Meis and the Sachim. You said before it comes from the Klecharis, comes from Lishcha. And if you want to know, it's a big machlech to know. Now we look at the Mishnah. Meis and Truma, the leftover Truma. Mahaya Isiba, what did they do? What did they do with leftover Truma? We're talking about the Truma of Lishcha. That's where they set aside in those rooms. What did they do with the money? Isiba, they would make. Because it comes to Chayyim Nishan, they had to use new money. What do they do leftover money? They would make Rikuye Zav, they would make gold plate. They used to use it to coat it, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They used to constantly coat the gold, like this, to wear away. Rabbi Shmuel, says, no, Moi said, paid it, the Ketim is back. He said, leftover, paid it, we'll soon see what paid it is what is the location of Mizbeach. Remember, the Mizbeach had to be full of kabbanis all day. What happened was a quiet day. They used to buy leftover, buy kabbanis, and that money came from the leftover of the prophets. What prophets? What is the basic prophet? We'll soon see. Moise Truma, the leftover of Truma, lechleisharis. The leftover of Truma, what that went to Kleisharis. So, see, the Mishmal clearly holds, where did they buy the Kleisharis from? From the Lishcha money, not from the Nesachim money. And not from the Bedek Abayis money, but from Lushka money. The Bekiva Yom Kippur says, Moise Truma, the leftover Truma, the Ketzim is Be'ach. He says, no, you said the leftover prophets. I said leftover Truma, the Lushka went to fill them as Be'ach all the time. Moise and the Sachar, the Ketzim, know where the Ketzim came from? The leftover of the Menachas. Labachanina, and we call Menachas also in the Sachar, not just the wines and so on. And the oil. Rabbi is again calling my Rabbi Chaim says, Moise and the Sachar, the Sachar, the Ketzim, that was when, you know, the Ketzim is Be'ach. from the Moisa Sachim, Moisa Truma L'Klei Shadis. And I hold that the leftover Truma went for the Klei Shadis, like the first Tana. Zeb is Zeb, but both of them, Lohayim Moedin Pei, but the Bakiva and Chanit Goyim did not believe that they used prophets. They did not use the prophets for anything. Mahi, what's this pay that's going on there? What prophets? Time to learn. Moisa Truma, Yoisa, but what did they left over Truma? What did they left over? They had a lot of money left on the list. What did they do with it? Lohichin paid the Bezer, they would buy fruits very cheap. When you buy it in bulk, you get it cheap. Moichin, Yoisa, they would turn around and sell them smaller lots, and they make a lot of money. That's Char, and that's called paid as profits. And that's where they got profits from. They made a business. That's Char, Makitza, Bezer, and from that, they used the prophets they used to use to buy kabanas to fill them with Bech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you exchange it. That exchanges it by buying the fruit. That's right. And then they would sell
through.
Yeah, and the money again, it keeps on changing. The money becomes holy. And then basically. Yeah, but what do you do with that money? It's no longer Truma money. So, what do you do with that money? So that money, it still belongs to the base of me, that's all it is. It's not Truma money. No. No, so they use it for kitchen bed. So I'm invited. That's how they profits. Just lost the place. Oh, but Zuvi Yishinu. This is what we learned. Moisid left over profits in the bed. For the one of Moisid, they left money in the bed. So how could a kibbutz shechinu gun? We're totally against it. What's wrong with using the profits of woman's bed? Look, the mother says it. Now we learn Moisid shechinu gun. Lishcha what? They left money. My Yosef, but Loichi ben Yenis. They took both wine, shmanim, oil, salsas, and flour. But Chal hedges. They would sell it. They would make profits. David Rabbi Shmuel, and he and Rabbi Kiva said they didn't buy Rabbi Kiva aimed so Rabbi Shmuel said they made business. Rabbi Kiva aimed aim is Rabbi Kiva and the Penis guy calling hold aim is stuck. They did not do business. Hegdish did not do business. Also, money you collect for poor people, it's document, you're not allowed to invest in business. Rabbi Shmuel said, what do they do with a maisid has leftover money? You invest in the share market. And Rabbi Kiva says, no way. You don't invest any money in business if it's Hegdish money or Aniyim money. Tzedakah, if you have a fund, you're not taking the money and invest in business. My time, why? Loi. Yehuda wants to know why. As a Gemara, two reasons. Ain Aniyim Mamakam Ashiris. A yeshiva is a choshuva place. Business means you need more money. By going in business, you're showing you need more money, and that's a sign of poverty. And ain't anyone say this? Well, you're rich, you shouldn't show you're poor. Number one, b'shal ani in my time, Eloi, why not? Dilma misrami lo anya v'lekel meisle. If all your money is invested, and sometimes you need the money straight away, you always have to have the money at call.
Some liquid funds.
At call, yeah, like in a bank account. And otherwise, also, I remember they ever gave a chelik to Rabbi Yeshiva for investing money in shares. No, yeah, government back FDIC. Government backs every account. Even now, here they 120,000. No, they took it down from a million, but it's still something. Right. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. That's right. That's why a bank can't allow to put the money, but not in business. Okay, we'll stop here.